Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, April 26, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And I hope this is going out over the internet. I'm never sure, but I sure hope so. Green sleeves and tartan ties mark my true love, where she lies. I'll be at her ere she rise, my fiddle and I together. Be it by the crystal burn, be it by the milk-white thorn, I shall rouse her in the morn, my fiddle and I together. There is a whole body, mind, and soul there in Mr. Burns, Robert Burns, showing us how it is a longing for freedom in union and wholeness being expressed in all healthy longing, based in a soul sufficiency of spirit. Where we're going, where we tend, is what we must cultivate within. 30 years ago, our good three, who did their analysis, identified the underlying structural trends inherent in what they call the processes of accumulation and in what I call the consumption of the planet. They pointed out that as markets, i.e. the resources of the planet, get played out, as the earth gets tapped out, more and more markets become loci of speculation, showing us that if they, our good three, could see the underlying economic instability that necessarily follows a feeding frenzy, and therefore the inevitable crises, then these power guys who have nothing else to do but devote their lives to foreseeing the obvious outcomes of obvious trends and to intervening in our lives to make the reality, quote unquote, they want us to accept as authentic happen. These power guys could also see the inevitability of capitalist crises, as if, or I should say, if 100 years plus, the 100 years plus advance notice, as we're going to see, given by Marx and after him, Rosa Luxemburg, weren't enough. Our good three left us pondering whether the world scale centralizing of capital is historically far enough advanced, as suggested by the absolute general law, to replace the interstate system's market regulation via hegemony. And those are their words. I translated a little different. And we're going to probably next show explore that question a little bit. What the accumulation of the resources of the planet in the hands of a tiny, tiny few, whether that could in fact buy them sufficient leverage to keep us under control. Essentially, our good three are asking whether and if so, how centralizing the resources of the earth into the hands of the minuscule few could, quote, replace the interstate system's market regulation via hegemony, unquote, i.e. a hegemonic state maintains order, quote unquote, in the world. And obviously this is all from the perspective of power. Order in the world through its deciding control of where resources go via its command of pricing mechanisms, operative through who gets credit and all that, debt. Recall from a previous show our discussion. Recall from a previous show our discussion of how the market is not a value determining, but a value assigning mechanism for power. So when our good three ask that question, They're really asking, as when they say the interstate system, they're really saying power. They're really asking if that form or masking ideology, I think, the market, if that masking ideology, if it can no longer stand up, has lost too much substance, as there's no actual earth to back it, and so has lost all legitimacy. If that mask, the market, has fallen, is there any other mask that could replace it? Because when all power masks fall, we finally can begin to live in a world we determine, all of us together, and claim our lives as global humans.